Oasis Audio presents The New Bible Cure for Weight Loss by Don Colbert. Read for you by Kelly Ryan Dolan. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Introduction. You are God's masterpiece. Before the finger of God touched the oceans with unimaginable creative power, God envisioned you in his heart. He saw you and all you could be one day through the power of his supernatural grace. You are God's masterpiece, designed according to an eternal plan so awesome that it's beyond your ability to comprehend. Have you ever wondered what he saw in his mind when he created you? What was the perfection of purpose and plan he intended? Now, close your eyes and see yourself. For one moment, you have no bondages, no imperfections, no shortcomings. Your body is as lean and healthy as it could possibly be. What do you look like? Is that the person God had in mind? If you've struggled with obesity all of your life, you may not even be able to imagine yourself free of the bondage of unwanted fat. But God can. Don't you think that if God is powerful enough to create you and the entire universe that you see around you, he is also able to help you overcome all of your personal bondages? Of course he is. That's what this Bible cure is all about. It's a plan of godly principles, wisdom, and scriptural advice to help deliver you from an unhealthy lifestyle and future ill health, and to give you the freedom and joy of a healthy, fit, more attractive you. An obesity epidemic. If you have a weight problem, you're not alone. The terms overweight and obese are defined using the Body Mass Index, or BMI, which evaluates a person's weight relative to height. Various health organizations, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH, define an overweight adult as having a BMI between 25 and 29.9, while an obese adult is anyone with a BMI of 30 or higher. In the last several years, America has experienced an alarming rise in obesity. Two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese, and 30% of children age 11 or younger are overweight. This should concern everyone, particularly those of us who profess Jesus as Savior and Lord. God revealed his divine will for each of us through the Apostle John, who wrote, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." 3 John chapter 2. With obesity at almost epidemic proportions, surely we are missing God's best. A deadly killer. Research tells us that in the United States, an estimated 300,000 deaths per year are attributed to obesity. Obesity also comes with a fat price tag, pun intended. People considered obese pay $1,429 more, or 42%, in healthcare costs than normal weight individuals. And as shocking as all this sounds, no dollar amount can do justice to the real damage being done. Being overweight or obese increases your risk of developing 35 major diseases, particularly